Mishnah in Sanhedrin on Daf Chaf Dalid, the end of the Daf, begins to discuss the category of psuli edus, people who are not allowed to give testimony in Beis Din. And when it comes to this category of psuli edus, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Kibbutz Ha'aretz Yavamos has the following chakira. Rabbi Chanan asks, is the reason that these people are possible because they are suspected of lying? Or is the reason that they're possible because the Torah says that they're not allowed to be made? Now, the second possibility seems to be a little bit lacking in substance the way I presented it, so let me just elaborate a little bit more. By way of example, we know that a karov, a relative of either of the litigants, is not allowed to judge the litigants. And that's the case whether that karov is suspected of lying in order to benefit his relative, or whether he's not suspected of lying. So for example, Moshe Rabbeinu, who certainly nobody would suspect of lying, is still not permitted to judge or to testify on behalf of Aaron HaKohen, and the same vice versa on account of the fact that they're relatives. Even though certainly we would not expect either of these two great historical personalities, Chas v'Shalom, to lie, even for the other one's benefit. So perhaps in the same way that the Torah said that Karu, a relative, is pasul le'idos, even though he's not suspected of lying, so too we say that a Rasha is pasul le'idos, even though he's not suspected of lying. The logic behind this might be that there are certain people who are deprived of their rights under Torah law. Criminals are deprived of their freedom, and Rishayim are perhaps deprived of their rights to allow a din Torah to be paskin based on their words. Actually, also as an aside, Reb Shimon Shkop in the Shari Yosher, the seventh part of Shari Yosher, has a discussion, and he isolates two different distinct functions of Eidos. One function is to clarify the Beis Din what took place, much in the same way that a video camera, you know, or a video recording, assuming that it was impossible to be forged, might be able to clarify the Beis Din what took place, or much in the same way that Beis Din themselves observing the events certainly serves to clarify what took place. That's one function that Edim occupy. However, Edim also occupy a second function, and that is the function of giving Beis Din the power, sort of a ratification or on behalf of the public, or acceptance of responsibility for the consequences of their testimony. Beis Din give what Reb Shimon calls koach hiduch hadin, the power to conclude and to bring the law from the realm of theory to the realm of practice. And without the Eden, Beis Din would have no such authority. And perhaps it's that which these Rishayim lack. The Torah took away from them their power to give Beis Din the right and the authority to implement the results of their deliberations. One way or another, there definitely is a possibility, certainly Rabbi Chanan speaks it out, and it's mashma that way for many Rishonim, that people who are Rishoyim can be pasul le'idos even though they're not suspected of lying. But there's also a possibility that they're only pasul le'idos because they're suspected of lying. And Rabbi Chanan gives three nafkaminos between these two possibilities. First of all, he says, what happens if a person is a Rasha, but he's not suspected of lying? And Rebbe Elchanan gives us an example. He says, a person who is a Rasha, but not a Rasha who does things in order to gain money, but perhaps a Rasha who does things for other reasons. So he's not suspected of lying. He does his little Aveira for whatever, Mishigas he has. But he's not doing it in order to gain money, and he's not doing it in a way which, reflects a flagrant, disobedience of the entire Torah. There's one Aveira that he's doing. So he's not going to, say Eidos Sheker. So is he Pasul or is he not Pasul? And the second nafkamina that Rabbi Chanan gives is what happens if he intended to do an Aveira, for the sake of material benefit, but it turned out that he wasn't able to. So, for example, let's say he wanted to eat treif, because he liked the taste, or because treif meat was cheaper, or whatever it was. So he was willing to eat treif for monetary gain or for material benefit. And it turned out that by mistake, what he thought was a piece of treif meat was kosher. So he's not a Rasha at all. he still has not done any avira. On the other hand, he certainly attempted to be over an avira for the sake of material gain. So perhaps we have to be worried that he'll also say either sheker for the sake of material gain. So in such a case, there is no shame rasha. However, there still is a chashash sheker. The third nafkamina that Rabbi Chanan gives is a bit more complex. It says there's two issues that are involved when one does not does not accept edus. First of all, on the part of Beis Din, that Beis Din is not allowed to accept the edus of people who are psulim lehoy. They're not allowed to accept these people's testimony. However, there's a second part also, which is that these people are inherently possible to testify, and any case which was decided and brought into actuality, if based in Paskin, based on their testimony, took money from one person to another, or gave a person malchus based on their testimony, so that would be an improper din. And they, the edim, would be guilty of being machshil based in, of litni iver lo sitin michshal. They would be guilty of placing a stumbling block before the based in, and letting based in Paskin based on their testimony. Now, says Rabbi Chanan, if the psul is simply because of a chashash sheker, then when these edim know for certain that they're telling the truth, then they can go ahead and let's say Beis Din does not know that they are a suspect of lying. So in this case, when they know for certain that they're telling the truth, they would not have any isser to not inform Beis Din of their suspect status. And thereby, once Beis Din passes the case based on their true testimony, they would have done nothing wrong. However, if the reason that they're puzzled is because of a shame psul, because the Torah said that just like a relative is not allowed to say Eidos, so too one who is a Rasha is not allowed to say Eidos, then they would have an obligation to refrain from testifying in this case, even though they're positive that their testimony is true, because if they were to testify, then Beis Din would end up passing the case based on invalid testimony. But if it's only because of a chashash sheker, so the only problem is for Beis Din to allow them to testify. But once they've testified, and again, once they've testified, assuming that Beis Din doesn't suspect their testimony of falsehood, because Beis Din doesn't know that they're a suspect of being liars, so there is no isser if Beis Din remained in the dark throughout. So this is a third nafkamina that Rabbi Chanan gives. If it's because of a shame rasha, so then they would not be allowed to testify even if they know that what they're saying is true. Whereas if it's simply because of a chashash sheker, they themselves are not guilty of anything if they testify. And if Beis Din remains unaware of their status, then nobody is guilty of anything. Neither the Beis Din nor the Edim, and everything ends up being passed in accordance with the facts and in accordance with the law. Now, Rabbi Chanan has the following interesting discussion. He brings a raya from Tosfos that a person who is chashud, a person who's suspect of being a liar, is considered midiraisa, capable of taking a shvua, capable of taking an oath in order to buttress his credibility and his reliability. Just that Chachamim said that he's not allowed to take such a shvua. So the Kitzos HaChoshen asks, why midiraisa is he neman to make a shvua? Don't we have to be concerned that he is going to lie? To this, the Kitzos answer is that no, we don't have to be concerned that he's going to lie, because every moment we have to assume he maybe did tshuva, So therefore, we're not concerned that he's going to lie, because even though he was a rasha, a while back, was chashud, suspected of being a liar a while back, but now he probably did tshuva. That's what the Kitzos says. And what this implies is that a person who's not a rasha, who's simply suspect of lying, would probably be, maybe would be kosher le'idos for the same reason, because maybe he did tshuva. Unclear. But Rabbi Elchanan wants to give a different possibility. The Kitzos says that a chashud is capable of making a shvua because maybe he did tshuva. Rabbi Elchanan says a little bit differently. Rabbi Elchanan says a chashud maybe is capable of making a shvua because the only iser is for Beis Din to accept his shvua, or for Beis Din to accept his testimony. That's what Chazal said you can't do. But for him, if he's convinced of the truth of his words, the truth of his testimony, or the truth of his claim, the truth of his oath, so he has no iser. It's not considered being machshil, the Beis Din, and it's not considered a problem at all. He's not somebody who's puzzled like a relative who just is not capable of saying Eidos on this case or making a shvuah on this case. He's, at least of saying Eidos, he's somebody who's totally kosher. The only thing is that Beis Din doesn't accept his words because we're suspicious that maybe he's lying. So that being the case, he certainly is considered one who's capable of making a shvuah, not because he isn't suspect. Indeed, he is suspect, but the suspicion only impacts on Beis Din's ability to accept his testimony or Beis Din's ability to accept his shvuah, not on his own ability to offer the testimony or his own ability to swear. And the Nafkamina, the reason why it's important that Min HaTorah he's considered capable of taking the shvuah is because we say in general, one who's obligated to make a shvuah and just for some reason cannot, he loses. He has to, if he would ordinarily make a shvuah and pater himself from paying money, but now he's going to make a shvuah and he's going to make a shvuah and he won't be able to make the shvuah, so he'll be chayiv to pay the money. However, if he's capable of making the shvuah, just that Beis Din doesn't let him, so then we cannot deprive him of the money without giving him some measure of compensation in the form of having the person who's taking money away from him make a shvuah. But one way or another, again, there's two pshatim about why someone who's chashud, suspected of lying, is able to make a shvuah midiraisa, and therefore doesn't have to surrender his money without having his, you know, sewer make a shvuah to him to appease him. One reason is the kitzos, because we assume that maybe he did tshuva. Any second, we have to be worried he did tshuva. And the second is Rabbi Chanan, who says that the only reason that the chashud can't be nishba is because Beis Din won't accept his shvuah, but he certainly is capable of making the shvuah, and therefore he's not considered enu yachol lishava.